Truth and Justice is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are all things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I have anything to lose. I have no secrets to hide. I could just be blunt and people could judge it however they judge it.
From NBI Studios, this is Truth and Justice, a crowdsourced investigation in real time. I'm Bob Ruff. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Truth and Justice. This is a special Friday follow-up episode wherein we're having a little New Year's Eve party. For you guys, it's boring-o January 3rd when you're listening to this, but it was December 31st at 6 p.m. when we're recording this. It's New Year's Eve for us. We were going to not put out an episode today, but, well, we have to. So that's what we're going to do.
Great attitude.
We don't really have any questions this week. We're just going to have, we're hanging out here in the YouTube chat, having a little New Year's Eve party with everybody. We're going to talk about our holiday experiences. I do have some announcements about some things that we got coming up, which I'll do at the end of the episode, where things are going. Did just mention, I'll tell you guys now, before the show started, Zach mentioned that he was going to do something to mess with Erica, and Erica is off on New Year's Day, so I will be editing this episode. It's probably not going to sound good because
I want all the production notes.
Yeah, I'm doing very little editing because I have to do it on New Year's Day. But because of that, I guess I'll share now what we're going to kind of update what's going on. So we've got in touch with an advocate that runs an organization with an exoneree that helps with and advocates for wrongfully convicted folks. We had a meeting, a phone meeting with her last week. And the case that we were talking about wasn't going to work out, but she said they have a bunch of cases they'd like us to look at. They're only about an hour and a half away from us. So we booked for Thursday this week. Erica and I are going to their facility to review a bunch of cases. And that is going to be Sunday's episode. We're going to interview, her name's Nikki Jackson. We're going to be interviewing Nikki in while we're there to talk about the organization, talk about a couple of cases that we want to highlight. That's what's going to be coming out on Sunday. Which is why I'm editing the follow-up, because the follow-up needs to be edited Wednesday, so Erica and I can both go to Hammond on Thursday.
Cool.
So that's what we got coming up. I'm joined here, both Zach and Janet graced us with their presence on this wonderful holiday. I made Zach come by talking to his wife.
You sure did.
Yeah. Well, you never... I don't know why I ask you anything.
I don't know why you do either.
Yeah. I was asking Zach about schedule, and I'm like, why am I doing this? Because so Zach and I and our wives are going out for New Year's Eve dinner, as we usually do. And so we had to figure out when we were going to fit this episode in. And so we thought, well, if we time it right, they can come here. Michelle and Becky can hang out. They're probably drinking already while we record. And then we'll go out to dinner after this. But for some reason, I thought Zach was the best source of information on that. And
I was tatty zapping when you were texting, so
I figured you were. Mm-hmm. You put a big tatty zap on my daughter.
That was her idea, and I was not prepared.
Really?
Yeah.
I tattooed half of her back, Janet.
Oh, my goodness. Did not know
this. She didn't tell us any of this.
Well,
she told us she had a tattoo. By the way, for you guys that are listening that are non-patrons, what you're about to hear for the next, I don't know, 30 minutes or so is pretty much what these guys get for the pregame episode every week before the follow-up. It's just us talking about a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Bella had told us that she had a tattoo appointment. And she's got a little tattoo from sex. She got these two little birds on her shoulder. And so we thought she's getting something similar.
Listen, do you know what I was told?
What?
Zach, can me and my friend come get these small tattoos?
Uh-oh.
And I said, yeah, Bella, we can do it Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show up and Bella's like, I would like from my hip to my shoulder tattooed, wow. Please.
Yeah, it's huge. And then, first of all, to me, because her mom was like, it's so big. She's like, didn't I show you the picture? But she didn't. And I said the same thing. She said, didn't I show you the picture? And she's like, I sent Zach the picture. And then when I got there, he was like, oh, it's big. She's like, I sent him the picture. Did she not send the
picture? No, she sent a picture. It was a little curvy with the flower.
Yeah, but
she didn't say that it was going to be.
She didn't say she wanted it this big.
Yeah.
Yeah. She like sent us the picture of it. It's beautiful. It goes from like her hip across her ribs, up her like her whole. It's big. It's real big.
Did you have enough time for that, Zach? Or were you like, I need to shift stuff around because I did not know
what I did. Well, luckily for them, I scheduled them at the end of the day because I thought I'll do these two little tattoos and then go home.
Oh,
and then
that's nice.
I don't know. 4 hours later, I got to go home.
What did May get?
She got a big spine thing too.
And you had time for both of them?
Yeah.
Wow. And
I didn't really, but I did because I didn't actually have anything else going. Listen, had it not been your daughter, I would probably be like, I can't do this today. I don't have time for this.
Well, she appreciates that, I'm sure. And she's like, it's not done. He's still got to do all the shading and that's all. I'm like, oh, he's got to do all the shading on your rib cage. That's going to be fun. She's like, it won't be that bad. I'm like, sure.
Get ready. Yeah.
The line works. The not painful part.
Right.
At least in my experience. Is that generally the experience?
I prefer the shading more than the line work, but everybody's different.
Yeah, to me, well, the shading is, of course, I did big chunks at a time, which so is she. It's just a lot of raw skin.
Mm-hmm.
They end up with a big open wound by the time it's all done.
Yeah.
You're making it sound worse than it is, but that's fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, technically speaking, it's an open wound, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And so if you're shading, like, say,
it's a scratch.
This whole part of my arm, then
a giant scratch.
Yeah. When he did that, is when I got the shakes. I went to a movie with Mike afterwards, and I like had the shakes because it did 6 hours.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Have you heard that story?
I don't think so. I don't remember hearing a story about you trembling at the movies.
He booked an 8-hour session and asked if he could do an 8-hour session. I said, yeah, we can absolutely do an 8-hour session. And then at like 6 hours, he's like, we're done.
Uh-huh.
We're done. And he said, why did you say we could do 8 hours? I'm like, well, I can do 8 hours.
I do remember
I can tattoo you for 8 hours.
I do remember that. Yeah. But I don't remember you going to a movie with Mike and then shivering.
Yeah, so he had run like a holiday special where you could get for like $500, you get an 8 hours of tattoo work.
Yeah. Can we give him my finances away, dog?
It was $1,000. That's what it costs for anybody that's
going to bargain at that.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, well, I want to do this whole sleeve. Like, can I do the whole 8 hours in one? Can we do the whole 8 hours in one sitting? He's like, yeah. And then like it was like six. I was like, everything hurts so bad. Like, because normally, like, you start getting endorphins, like, pumping to your, and you know, well, like, those were gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only so much you could
tap. You have about 4 hours of endorphins.
Yeah.
And it was like, every time he touched me, hurt so bad. And I'm trying not to be a baby about it. And I'm just finally, I'm like, dude, I'm struggling, man.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. And he's like, you want to quit? I'm like, I feel like we should probably quit. Like, I don't know. And we went for like 2 more hours. Like, I suffered through like two more hours of that.
Wow.
And then we got done. I was like, I think that's about one of the longest sits I've ever had.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
I don't think I said that because I've tattooed like 9-10 hours.
Something, whatever that, 9-10 hours on one person straight. That's insane. And I was like, dude, why did you said we could do it all in one sitting. He said, I said I could. I didn't say you could. Yeah. And then I was like, I literally was like in shock because like it was like from the medical bag. So basically from here to here,
ooh,
all the way around was an open wound.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And your body doesn't care for that.
Your body does not care for that.
Mm-mm.
I did a sleeve on a guy that flew up from Georgia, and I tattooed him 10 hours, 2 days in a row. So 20 hours in total.
Ooh.
Bananas.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That's a tough.
Although there's definitely differing opinions in the chat right now about whether the shading or the line is worse. Some people prefer the shading to get the line
work done. Yeah, I would prefer the shading.
But Zach prefers the line
or
shading?
might have been because like this is the most shading work I've had done, and the shading was coming 4 hours in to it. So like the lines is like I can see like he's doing it. I'm like, okay, nice little set. But the shading is just like with the big, you know, the I don't know how many needles are in those big fat ones.
Just yes, oof. It's fine.
Yeah,
and it's just, you've been good at making shit up so far today. So
I making it up. I was 100% accurate. I was 100% right.
Actually, Amy has a question for you, Zach, that I'm also interested in. Amy says, "Is scar tissue hard to tattoo over?"
It depends on the scar. Every scar is a little different. Most scars can be tattooed over pretty easily. The denser scars are a little harder, but they still can absorb the ink and hold the ink. The issue with scar tissues is you need to let them age, or with scars is the scar tissue, you need to let it age. Mm. Typically, like when you first get a cut or something, and if it's a scar, it'll be have like a pinkish tone. Mm-hmm. You want it to lose all its color before you can tattoo it.
Yeah, I've had several tattoos scarred. I had shoulder surgery up here, and these are pretty wicked scars. Mm-hmm. They were, is this the one, did you do?
I don't know.
Yeah, you did some of this. But those are like the, actually on both shoulders I have it, like the arthroscopic surgery scars, mm-hmm. which are small, but they're like bubbled up.
Yeah, keloided, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of hurt a little bit when they did them, but they held just fine. But then also I have a big nasty scar right here from a surgery on my elbow. Mm-hmm. And but that one's pretty flat. Like mm-hmm. you can't even see it. I mean, you could see it before he tattooed.
No, but you can absolutely tattoo over scars. That's no problem.
That's very helpful.
I don't know if it is, but it can be.
No, I think it's interesting. I didn't know the answer to that. And there may be people out there. Turns out there's a lot of people in the chat who have tattoos. I guess I'm not surprised.
I think, truthfully, I genuinely think this. I think if you don't have a tattoo at this point, you're in the minority.
Yeah, for sure.
Could be.
Yeah, I think so too. Like I was thinking
in about all of the United States or in all of the world, what like region are you talking about here?
United States.
Probably definitely. United States.
Okay.
I mean,
I would say all the world.
I would say 50% of my high school students have tattoos now. Like it's really, and I was thinking, I was at the gym this morning and I was just like, I don't know, for some reason I was just sitting there. I looked and it was like literally every single person in the weight room. And there was like people older than me, people younger than me. Every single person had tattoos. And I went upstairs on the track and every single, like literally 100% of the people in the gym today.
And it doesn't mean everybody's heavily tattooed, but almost everybody's, I don't want to say everybody, but the majority of people have
tattoos. Even JV has a tattoo.
Even JV has a tattoo.
I have a tattoo.
She had a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. For many years.
Had it removed.
How awful was that for you? Mine was awful.
Yeah, removal?
Have we talked about this before? Yeah.
I didn't mind it that much.
Mine was awful.
I mean, I got this, awful. I kind of got the same endorphin rush as, I told you they called me the laugher. Because like other people, you would be able to hear them in the back room being like, oh, God damn it. And then I would go in and I'd be like, oh, my God, this hurts so bad. But I would already have the endorphin. So I'd be giggling.
Laugh so that you won't cry.
It hurt a lot.
I wish I could say it was a choice to laugh so I didn't cry, but it just came out. That's just like it turns out I'm a laugher.
Truth and Justice is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are all things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Truth and Justice is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are all things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Best Christmas prizes? What'd you guys get? What'd you give?
Great question.
So, for my best Christmas prize that I got was from Maddox. Maddox bought me, he went through Michelle, but he got me one of those the little TikTok-y things. It's like, Dad, you are the whatever, you know, it's got the super, I cried and cried, super aww, emotional.
Like, you're my hero. When you started telling the story, I feel like there was crying coming right now.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to tell the whole aww thing. But that's,
yeah.
He got me that, and that was really cool. That was his own idea. That was his own thing. I mean, I got a lot of really nice things for my family, but
that's really cool.
Being the fact that he wanted to do that, that was cool.
What's the best gift you gave?
I left my wife alone. That was a good gift. Right.
What a beautiful present and prize.
Best gift I gave, honestly, which is kind of funny, I had gotten Maddox something like that too.
Oh.
So it was kind of neat.
Very cool.
His was a necklace, but he's all about necklaces right now. So his was a necklace, but it was very cool.
Poor Sagan. Anyway.
Listen, Sagan's 10. Huh. Sagan's kidding. 10 and got all the shit.
Bella for us is the one that got all the shit, weirdly, but I'll get into
it. She told me that.
She got it all for you, or she got some
so
from
usually
you?
we have you guys know, like, I'm real particular with money. We don't borrow money, we don't use credit cards, on car payments. So I have a Christmas account, and every paycheck a certain amount goes into the Christmas account so that we have our budget for Christmas and how much we spend on each kid, because we have four little fuckers, which means that whatever you spend on one of them, you got to times that by four. So you, like, you can't just decide, like, I'm gonna get this one real nice thing for this one, because the other one's like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So this year, we went way over what the budget was, because Quentin needed a new laptop, like desperately needed a new laptop, like his work, but it was beat up. And so Becky and I talked to his mom and stepdad, and we're like, oh, but we can, and his dad or her, his stepdad is like,
you're work, his dad.
Yeah, I'm his dad. This is stepdad, his other dad, bonus dad. Josh works in IT. And so, like, he knows computers and he knows what he needs. And he's like, well, I found this one, we can get him. And it's this much. And I know it's a lot, but that's, you know, it's a good deal for this computer, and it'll do everything he needs. So we're like, okay, we'll go in together and get him that. But then because of that, now we just spent this much money on Quentin, right, which is at least two times more than we generally spend on the kids for Christmas. Mm. Like, all right. That's what I'm like. Right. Okay. That's fine. You know what? We're fine. We'll just get everybody that. And so we start asking them what they want. And then, like, Parker, you know, they always put stuff on their list that they know is, like, more than we would spend. But they're like, well, you and grandma and whoever, maybe you guys can get together. Well, Parker wanted, like, this Steam Deck, which I guess it's, you know, like a Nintendo Switch. Mm. So, like, Steam is where they play, like, games on the computer.
Oh, yeah.
And they make, it looks like a Nintendo Switch, but it's, like, heavy. It's, like, basically like a computer where they can play their Steam games, which normally, but we're like, well, we spent that much on Quentin, so that'll be good. We'll get him this big thing and then one small thing, and then we're good. And then Jackson, we're like, okay, you know, what do you want? He's like, I don't know. Jackson's 24 years old, and he's getting into, like, streaming as, like, video game play or stuff. And I'm like, well, what about something for that? Maybe a little camera. And he's like, well, I mean, I really would love this, like, really nice camera for streaming. And it was fucking more expensive than Quentin's fucking computer. But it was close. I'm like, all right, fine. I'm gonna get him that. So then I'd get Quentin something else and get Parker another gift card to get him up. And
we're like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then we're like, Bella, what do you want for? And we're like, listen, just give us a list. It can be expensive, whatever. We didn't want, you know, we got away from, because years ago we're like, this is the budget for everybody. And then they would like go on Amazon and send us like an Amazon list that came down to the penny of how much
of it course, was
like, this doesn't feel like Christmas. Yeah. This doesn't feel like Christmas at all. So like, just send us a list. Just what do you want? This guy, you know, he may get it, he may not, whatever, but send the stuff you want. She's like, oh, I really, really, really want this thing that's like a nail kit where there's like a UV light so she can like do her own nails and all the stuff. I'm like, cool. Let me see that. Send me a link. Check it. It's $28. And she's like, and I want this. And she's like, she's sending me all these things that are like $20, $30, $25. So it like flipped, because usually on Christmas morning, it, you know, for the last few years, because the other three are older, they've got like one expensive gift and Parker's got a bunch of little toys. Now it was Parker included. The boys all got like one big gift and like one little gift. And Bella had like 20 fucking things. They opened their two gifts and then sat there for a half hour and watched Bella open up all of her prizes. So that was
fun.
I got a Grandpa Doug story, Christmas story.
Okay.
Since we all love Grandpa Doug, all the listeners seem to love Grandpa Doug. If you don't remember, go back to the JFK episode. I always bitch because my family wears my socks. Everybody in my family wears my socks. Huh. There's tons of socks that everybody else could fit in. I can't fit in their socks, but everybody wears my socks.
I buy ugly socks just so they won't, like I'll go to like Rural King and buy blue dicky socks and they'll still fucking wear them.
So my grandparents always get us all socks for Christmas. And Michelle thought ahead and said, listen, instead of buying us all socks, buy us all socks, but buy everything that you would buy for Zach and just give it to all of us. And that would be like, look, now we have all these socks.
Yeah.
So Christmas Day, my grandfather hands me this wrapped package, puts it in my lap. It feels like a cinder block. It's super heavy. I mean, it's probably shaped like a cinder block. And as I start to tear it open, I realize it's like a security lockbox, like a thick-walled security lockbox.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, hold on, everybody. Stops everybody at Christmas, pulls keys out of his pocket, and he goes, this is for you. And I open it and it's full of socks. He's
That's
like,
awesome.
Now no one can steal your socks.
So you get the lockbox.
So I have a lockbox
in.
Yeah.
That's
it's
great.
It's a heavy duty ass. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I have the same Grandpa sock Doug. Issue and they disappear. And then Becky acts like I'm crazy because I'm like, where am I? I just bought 12 fucking pairs of socks. How do I not have a single pair of socks? There's no kids here. Where are they? I don't know. You must lose them. I don't know. And then because we were building we're doing the pond project in the back, which is done now, but it's not done, but it's filled.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Still do some, like,
I wanted
some
an update
edge work.
On that. Yeah.
But I had to keep going into the basement to turn the water on when we were filling it, which I have to go through the gym in the basement to get to it. And when I go through the gym, there's like 25 of my socks. She goes down there. She puts on my socks, goes down. Gets 5 minutes into a workout, decides she doesn't want socks on, and takes them off and leaves them all over the floor. Yeah, so I had like a windfall of socks this week.
Nice.
I'm going to send you a picture, Janet, of the pond now.
Yeah, please do. I would love to see it.
It's pretty cool.
JV, what's your Christmas prizes?
I felt like I got a lot of great stuff this year. I was very excited about some things I gave this year. My friend Shannon sent me, like, usually we'll just send each other like a little something or like one big thing or whatever. And I sent her this back massager and then she whipped back like a giant box full of like 50 things. And they all had little notes about, like, you know, this was like a care package of like, Janet, don't kill yourself during Sketchfest. Like, here are all these things that you should be doing. And like this very cool, like, Yeti. And, anyway, so I'm currently very angry with her because she made me look really bad.
She got you.
It was like, I could have just had my Christmas with her presence alone and none other. So that was very sweet and very surprising. I think that one of the best gifts I gave that I'm very excited about for everyone in my family, like in Brandon's family, is that this last Thanksgiving, Brandon's dad came out to Tucson with Brandon and me and my cousin Julian. His dad came out with his stepmom and his brother, and it was really fun and really special. And that we were at this resort called Ventana Canyon in Tucson, which is like right up in the foothills, and it has like one of the best golf courses in the United States. Nick was kind of like glancing at it longingly. He was like, I don't want no one tell me about this golf course, because he couldn't golf on it. And so his birthday is Christmas Eve. And so on his birthday, I said, I'm giving you your Christmas and birthday present for this year, but then I'm also telling you about next year's birthday present, because I have to give it to you before your birthday, because I got you 18 holes with Brandon on the golf course, but you have to come to Tucson again to do Thanksgiving with everyone.
That's awesome.
And he was so excited. And one of his like very, very best friends in San Antonio that he golfs with died. And so he hasn't like had anyone to play with. And so we didn't want to get him the golf on in San Antonio because we were afraid it would make him sad. So we like gave him something that would feel like very special and it wouldn't remind him.
That's awesome.
So I was excited about that.
Very cool.
Well done. Well done. Mm-hmm.
My favorite gift that I gave is one that I get to use too. One little stocking stuffer I got for Becky, which some people may be offended by this, but she loved it. It was from an Instagram ad,
mm-hmm.
but it's this little necklace and it's a little gold pendant that sticks down that says, be kind. And then I gave it to her because it actually came late. It took like 3 weeks to get here from China or somewhere. So I gave it to her just the other day and she's like, oh, and she's like, is this just like a reminder? Am I not? I'm like, pull it out. And then the pendant, you pull it out and it says, be kind. And when you pull it out, it goes dot, dot, dot of a bitch. She's like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
But I got her. So like for me, she never knows, like, I'm really hard to buy for, cause I like weird stuff and I don't need much stuff. So I got a new pair of binoculars for elk hunting.
Sounds right.
Yeah, which I ordered. she's like, what do you want? Okay. I'm like, I really could use a pair of 15 power binoculars. I like them to be Vortex. I'm going through this whole thing. She's like, well, just show me. And I like pulled them up and they were on sale. And I'm like, these right here. And she's like, those. And like, there's two left and they're on sale. And she's like, well, just order it. And I'm like, okay.
Yay.
I just ordered them. Like, and I got a new a Filson game vest for when I'm bird hunting with Mac. That one I made her order. I did text her the link to order it.
Look at the pond. Sorry, it looks so good.
Yeah, so I don't have a good picture of the whole thing because I was taking those for the contractor because when it was full, he wanted to see what the edge looked like because they got to do all the final grading and stuff of the edge.
I mean, I feel like I get it. I can put it together in my mind.
It's 120 foot diameter circle.
It's beautiful.
14 feet deep.
Good job.
But I got Becky. So she had sent me a link a long time. She's always sending me shit she wants. So she's easy to shop for. Like I have to just scroll through my text. And like sometime in like August, she sent me this, I think Thursday Boots is the company. Mm. I've never heard of them before, but she wanted a specific pair of boots. I got her that. But then I surprised her with, she has wanted a Ninja ice cream maker forever. Like in the first form, like fitness challenge group she's in, they're always giving one away and she's always trying to win it. And I've been telling her for years, I'm like, just buy it. She's like, no, they're too expensive. I'm going to win it. And she never wins it. Like one of them, she was like on track to win it. It was one like a walking challenge. And then she got sick and got laid up for 2 days and she lost it. So I remember that. And then I like text Nicole, our first form coach. And I'm like, what ice cream maker were you giving away? Cause she wants it. And it's the Ninja Creamy. And for anybody listening, especially if you're on like a high protein kick or anything like this. So it's an ice cream maker, but it's not like a normal ice cream maker where you like put the ingredients in and the salt and the ice and it like tumbles it and makes it. So the way this works is you like it comes with like two big glass pint containers and you whip up whatever you want in your protein shake and then you freeze it solid. So it freezes like a brick. So you got to freeze it for 24 hours. Then you put it in the machine and it's got this really high powered like cutting paddles that like go through and like first it like chops it up and blends it. You got to do it like three or four times. And then you pour a little bit of the liquid in it at the end and it comes out like soft serve ice cream.
Okay.
When it's all done, which has been awesome for us because we do the whole first form.
Yeah.
Which is like super high protein.
Yeah.
So last night, of course you got to plan for it the day before, we each made our own. So I use, first form has a new, it's like cookie, ice cream cookie flavor protein powder. So I took that with some Fairlife milk. And then you put like 1 teaspoon of like sugar-free pudding mix into it.
Okay.
So I did the ice cream cookie protein shake with milk with and I used vanilla pudding in it, and then a little squirt of Splenda or stevia in it. And a little dash of vanilla extract, whipped it up, froze that, and then whipped it. And then we used these, and I've done it with protein bars, but we did it with Catalina Crunch.
I've heard I know Catalina Crunch,
Yeah, so it's like high protein, cereal, high fiber, low carb. Well, they also make cookies, like Oreo cookies. And like two cookies is like 90 calories and like 10 protein, something like that. So then when it was frozen and I blended it, then I chopped up two of those those Catalina Crunch cookies and blended it in. So this whole tub, like it, and it's a fucking, it's, they say it's bigger than a pint of ice cream, I feel like. When it's done, the entire thing was 340 calories, 46 grams of protein. It was
that's awesome.
It's like, I cannot convince myself that I'm eating something healthy, because it, but it was like, it was cookies and cream ice cream. And I sat there and just watching TV, just stuffing my face.
Heck yeah.
She made one. She made one too, but she, I think she used, she went with cake batter extract instead of vanilla. And she used cheesecake flavored pudding instead of vanilla with hers.
Decadent.
And they were both really, we're both just in there just eating it. Like, this is like, this is good for me. It's good for me. I can eat the whole thing. So for tonight's dessert, with last night, as soon as we got done with those last night, we both whipped up a pistachio. I used this, the vanilla level one with pistachio yogurt, made us a pistachio ice cream.
Nice.
Truth and Justice is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are all things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
By the way, good time to tell you, Zach, we're probably not going back to Bridgman tonight.
I didn't figure you were.
Well, we were thinking about it, but so it's like pouring down rain right now. And over the next few hours, it's supposed to like turn to snow and ice and freeze over. And I'm like, man, by the time we're done with dinner, I'm not going to want to drive 30 minutes up there and then 30 minutes back here. And then so like we're probably after dinner just coming back here, because also the deciding factor was Becky figured out that Wicked is now streaming.
Oh, that happened fast.
Yeah. So we are going to eat pistachio protein ice cream and watch Wicked.
You just didn't want to kiss me at midnight.
Oh, huh? Buddy.
I will blow you a kiss.
Oh, no.
I will blow a kiss to the north. They've been nice. So did you guys do Christmas down in Texas? Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were there. Brandon was there earlier than I was. And then I went down the day before New Year's Eve, so the 23rd. And then we came back on Friday. And then we've had a couple of like friends Christmas catch-ups since then to see people that we didn't get to see right around the holiday. And then tonight we're going over to our friends for like a quiet game night. And I think Michael's making pancakes. That he likes making breakfast for New Year's Eve, so that'll be kind of fun.
Amazing.
I'm so fucking hungry.
Oh, no. I know we've done is talk about food.
The only dinner reservation, which this is Michelle's fault this time. Like 2 weeks ago, Michelle texts our group and she's like, hey, should we make New Year's reservations? Because last year we couldn't get a good reservation because we waited too long. And we're like, yes, let's do it. And then Thursday, I was like, hey, I know we said you were going to make reservations, but did anybody make reservations? Uh-huh. It's like, no. So where are we going to go?
Whoa. I laughed so hard I knocked my earphones off. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the thing they're like, everyone's like, it's such a good idea if we do this thing. And then no one does the thing, thinking someone else will. Yeah.
So then I got back on during that conversation, I'm like, listen,
God,
we might as well forget the children. One of you or me has to do Becky and Zach are not going to make the reservation. So Michelle's like, I'll do it. We're going to go to Leeds Public House, same place we went last year, and I'll set it up. And then apparently I think she waited two more days to do it, because it wasn't until 2 days later. She was like, our reservation is at 7:30 p.m. because that's all that was available.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what happened, because it was like, she's like, I need to call right now. Oh, I can't. I got to do this. And then she forgot. And then it was Christmas Day. And then,
yeah.
So then it was an issue.
I didn't make the reservation, but I knew. So I didn't. I ate breakfast at 11 o'clock this morning and I ate lunch at 3, knowing that it's going to be a late.
I'm so dinner.
I can't wait for those feta. They have. It's fried feta cheese.
Oh, I remember this.
Oh, that's so good. They're like 1-inch cubes, and they've got like this chili sauce you dip them in. It's so good.
Yeah.
So that's what, yeah. It honestly, what I was thinking about for tonight was that, like you guys were talking about, like they're all going out to LSE, and I was like,
yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't want to do that. But I was like, last year we went back to your place and played marbles with the kids. Yeah. So that's what was on the table for us. Because all my kids, Quentin's house sitting his mom's house, and he's doing whatever God knows what over there. Parker is with his mom in Colorado, and Bella was going to go to Kalamazoo, but because of the weather, I think Chaz is just coming here, and they're just hanging out here.
Cool.
So we're just kind of a nice, quiet little New Year's Eve. But
can I tell you, I'm proud of your daughter.
Oh, me too.
I asked her straight up, and right, I'm not dad or mom, even though she's pretty open with dad and mom. I said, are you behaving up there, or are you partying like an asshole? And she said, well, I did party like an asshole for a little bit, but I don't do that anymore. Now everybody comes to my place and everybody gets ready to go out and we get all dolled up and everybody leaves and I stay home.
Yeah.
She's like, that's the most fun part.
That's my
anyways.
Girl. That's yeah. my
I'm
like, girl.
I'm proud of you, Bella. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I am too. And I feel like this is, like I said, there's always... Who knows how to parrot right? Right. Mm-hmm. There's no book for it, but we've always been real open with our kids and like, just be honest with us. And I feel like because of that, like our kids have a healthy relationship with things like partying and stuff mm-hmm. like that mm-hmm. to where like now she's out college. She's like, I don't need to be out partying and drinking every night. Like
yeah.
That sounds terrible. And she's, it's not like this big new thing she's been hiding for,
right.
all this time.
So far, so good. I do want to quickly acknowledge the episode, the conversation that you had with Nina from Already Gone, because it was a very cool conversation. It was very cool to hear how much she's been a resource for you and for the kids at school.
I think all of the groups are talking to her.
That's very, very cool. I was going to pull up the follow-ups that here we go. I just want to acknowledge that Tracy said she's amazing. Can we just keep her and have her also on Truth and Justice? It was a really cool conversation, and I love the work that she's doing, and I love the extracurricular work that she was doing, hearing about, you know, being a part of that group that's kind of, you know, helping people understand how better to search for missing people and stuff. It's very cool.
Yeah, Nina is very good at what she does, but she's also I love her today. I think she's just an incredible person in general. Like, she's been so giving of her time with my students, and anytime I've ever needed any help from her or anything, she's just one of the really, really genuinely good people in the space that do so much good work. So I was excited she got to come on and talk about that. And again, it all started with like one group, because all my students are doing cases from Michigan, and like there's not a case in Michigan that Nina is, sure, as you heard when we were talking, like she knows about this one, she knows about that one, she knows about that one. She got contacts for all those people. Like, she's just been amazing.
Yeah, it was very cool. And it was even more tantalizing to hear little whispers of, you know, I'm already so into the bits of information that you've given us about what the kids are working on. And it was more
information. Jeanette Robertson case so bad.
More. Yeah. It's really interesting. It so bad. It's really interesting.
I try to talk that group, my seventh hour group that's working on that one case, the one in Reed City, every day. I try to talk them into, like, maybe you guys drop that case. I mean, you guys don't want to do it. It's probably a better case. They're like, Mr. Ruff, you just want to do it on your podcast. Yeah.
What a child. You're not going to fool them. You're not going to fool them. They know you do them. I also, I'm very curious for people in the chat right now. I know a lot of us really like getting recommendations from people who kind of like what we like, or that we know there's some overlap because we're interested in this podcast and the work you're doing. So if there are people in the chat who have recommendations of, you know, for example, other true crime stuff in 2024 that you enjoyed, I'm always up for recommendations. I jotted down a couple of things that stuck out to me. It's not like I sat down and like made a, you know, best of list for myself because I just didn't have time, but I was sort of like combing my memory, like, oh yeah, like, you know, what were some other things that I listened to or that I saw? I'm sure I'm forgetting a ton of them. But yeah, very interested if people want to throw stuff in there. I got to give a shout out to In the Dark season 3. They did an incredible job of investigating some very upsetting violence that happened overseas. And I don't want to give too much away for those of you who haven't listened to
it. Is that still Madeline?
It's Madeline, yeah. Madeline Barron. And I'm sure that whole podcast is once again going to win just all the awards. They just took a ton of time and created a database of violence done to civilians by the United States, and, you know, just doing important work and shining important light. And it's not anti-military, but it is anti-military not being held accountable for things, because we as a country should be, you know, we got to be better than that. So that was really good. Amy says she's been enjoying Crimes of the Centuries with Amber Hunt. I'm going to see Amber later this week. She's going to be visiting family in Santa Clarita. So we're going to go do something with her. So that should be really fun. I agree. I always love everything that she does. I'm one of those people who, I'm sure we talked about this before, but I did not follow the JonBenet Ramsey thing when it was happening because it was just so tabloidy and like uncomfortable and icky. And only in the last few years, when I think kind of more thoughtful, like critical, almost meta stuff has come out about like how the media treated it, and you get a chance to kind of sift through all of the different theories that are out there. The cold case, Who Killed JonBenet, came out this year, and it definitely like made me think. I went back and listened to John Douglas's opinion, and it's just a really interesting. It's really interesting about like sort of what those things say about us as a society and kind of how we approach true crime and stuff, which reminds me of also Josh Hallmark, who is always, you know, as you know, asking those questions. And you guys got to talk all about that at the summit that I missed at the Podcast Fest. But yeah, so those are just some things that I would recommend. And True Crime Binge. Grayson, yeah, True Crime Binge. Yeah. Dusting that off for 2024.
I wish, you know, I That is one of the favorite projects that I've done. I'd love to get back. Well, we're kind of doing it for like season 16 right now. We're between cases. I don't know how long of a period of time that's going to be, because we're hoping Nikki talked about a few cases that I think we may get attached to. I've also want to shout out to this year's, you know, it's been Erica's first year working here.
Erica.
So I had tasked her with the last week that I was at school to go through all of our case submissions and stuff and like start to do like a screening and start to research and narrow down to cases where she thinks that there's a case of actual innocence and something we might cover on the podcast. Yeah. And she went through 500 submissions and she came down to, she's like, these two, I think, are the two that are the best. And she starts pitching them to me. And the first one, I'm like, this sounds familiar. And I was like, yep. That was the one that was going to be season 15 that we were on the, somebody else had submitted it again later. But like we were on the cusp of, like, we were getting records, we were talking to the lawyers, and then the new legal team came in and said, we want to wait. But so it didn't work out. But also it was like, how, I just thought it was cool that she went through all of that. And then the case she found is a case that I had also done thorough research and also determined that I thought it was a wrongful conviction. And then the other one, she's pitching it to me, and I'm like, this one sounds familiar too. What the fuck? And I'm like, I'm like, where do I know this from? I start going through all my old notes and files. And this is actually how we got in contact with Nikki Jackson again. I was like, that was the other one. I had a whole teleconference with Nikki Jackson and this whole legal team about this case last year. And I do remember, but at the time I couldn't remember like what the reason was we didn't move forward with it. But it was, I was like, that is absolutely another
good work,
like
Erica.
The two cases she found. Yeah, she found two, the same two cases that I had found with a completely different set of data a year ago. She found the same two cases this time. But then I called Nikki and we started talking about it. And she was like, that particular case, there's some legal happenings going on. They can't do it. But that's when she's like, I've got so many cases. Like, let's get together and we'll find one that you guys can do.
Nice.
So that's where we're going with that one. I think that was it. I told you I was going to talk about us going to Nosferatu, but somehow we've been talking for 40 minutes. I don't know how we did that.
There is there's another podcast called Where Secrets Go to Die.
Mm-hmm.
That's a halfway local. It's from a guy that disappeared out of Hartford.
Okay.
And was last seen in the UP and he disappeared and they've actually pronounced him dead, but they've never found the body.
Really?
But it's a podcast called Where Secrets Go to Die.
Oh, that's a local Michigan case here. That'd be a cool one to check
Derek
out.
Derek Hennigan is the man that disappeared.
Sweet. And what I was starting to say was True Crime Binge. I thought like that was, to me, that was such a fun project and that's still it still lives out there. If anybody, if you're looking for true crime podcasts to listen to, like the whole, and if you're not aware when we did that, the whole premise was every week we brought a creator on, got to know them personally a little bit, got to know about their podcast. They talked about a case and the whole idea was to give people other podcast recommendations to go check out. And I think there's over 100 episodes of that out there.
Yeah, it's a great way to find stuff. I definitely listen to it every week and found a ton of podcasts that I love through that.
The worst business move any podcaster could ever make. Like, I got an idea for a podcast. Let me make a podcast directing people to other podcasts.
I think it's good. I think all of that feeds back, and not only is it karma, but it actually is, it is good business, because then people speak well of you and people are always referring to each other to each other's podcasts.
I feel really good about it, because not only did, you know, you got to learn about a lot of cool podcasts, but there was a lot of like newer startups that we had on the show that have come back to me later and then said like, you like made it, like after that, we got the audience we needed to like make this our career now. So it was really cool
That's
to be a
awesome.
Part of that.
Too. I love that.
And True Crime Binge is a much better name than the 14 other ones you guys pitched.
Right.
It's all the same idea. Just
trying to figure
true
out.
True Crime Roulette.
Yeah. all right. I think we're going to wrap that. I will just say this, that our Christmas Day family outing was that us and all three older kids all went together to go watch Nosferatu on Christmas Day, which was, Jackson was obsessed with it. I don't know if it is, he was saying it was only going to be out on like Christmas Day. I don't know. But Becky was obsessed with it because on TikTok, she kept seeing that, that if the Cinemark movie theaters, they had like a little like coffin that you could get your popcorn in, and that's all she wants. So we went there specifically for that. We got there, they were out of them, so she was pretty upset about that. But it was a whole, we'll talk about it in pregame next week. It was a whole shit show. There weren't enough seats. We were scattered out all over the place. We had to move like five times.
Oh no. That sounds like National Lampoon's Nosferatu. It's like you as a family trying to go see a movie on Christmas.
Oh, it was every bit of that. Zach, if you have your notepad over there, write Nosferatu so I don't forget to tell this story next week, because I can make it a 20-minute story. And it is almost time for us to leave to go to dinner, but we just wanted to take this minute I know when you hear this, it'll be January 2nd or 3rd, something like that. But for us, this is our last recording of the year, and I just want to give a very heartfelt thank you to all of you listeners, all of you patrons who have helped us throughout this year. You guys have meant the world to us. We appreciate you tuning in every week and supporting us in any way that you can. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and hope everybody, when you hear this, has had a happy new year.
And continue to have a happy new year. We have a whole 365 days to enjoy together.
Nope, they get one day. They get one good day.
Got it.
Happy new year, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Truth and Justice is an NBI Studios production. Co-written and produced by Erica Bergenham. Music for Season 15 is created and composed by Caden Ladislaw. Follow-up episodes are co-hosted by Janet Varney and Zach Weber. Our logo font was created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design. Our website is created, managed, and maintained by Katie Ross of createdintandem.com. Thank you to our volunteer transcription team, Erica Cantor, Kathy McElhaney, Courtney Wimberly, Kate Wood Yomnick, Danielle Rohr, Jennifer Athey, and Caroline Dwyer. Truth and Justice provides all investigative and advocacy work for the wrongfully convicted completely free of charge. We're able to do that in large part thanks to you, our listeners, through your generous pledges on Patreon. Patreon accounts for the overwhelming majority of our funding. The number one way you can support our work is to become a patron at patreon.com/truthandjustice. For just $5 a month, you'll get all episodes ad-free, a bonus pregame episode every Wednesday, and also a video version of the Friday follow-ups exclusive to our patrons. Patrons also get to participate and join the chat live in many of our interviews and get early access to much of our content. Just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice to sign up. You can also help us out by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. It doesn't cost you a penny and goes a long way towards making the show more visible. If you have a new case that you'd like us to consider, you can submit your cases on our website, truthandjusticepod.com. Just click on the case submission button and fill out the form. You can always keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the official Truth and Justice Podcast fans page. You can also connect with us on social media platform X @truthjusticepod. And to follow our personal accounts on social media, I can be found at Bob Ruff Truth. Janet can be found at Janet Varney, and Zach is at Z to the Q. However you do it, stay engaged and stay in touch. But as for now, we're signing off. I'm Bob Ruff.
I'm Zach Weaver.
And I'm Janet Varney.
And this has been Truth and Justice.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.